Welcome to the Today Show, Halton. I'm Jay Stoyan. You're in for a special presentation. We're down here downtown Burlington. We're here at the Pepperwood Bistro. I'm here with the owner, Stephen Bell. Steve, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for dropping in.
This is great. Now, we're here for a special presentation for a fundraiser. Pepperwood and Stephen was kind enough to donate merchandise for our fundraiser on February 11th, showcasing veterans at Legion 60 up on Brand Street here in Burlington. I love the restaurant. I come here all the time. I'm a regular. There's great service. The bartenders, the waiters, the owners, Brad, the general manager, wonderful people. Check it out. We're at the bottom of Brand Street and Lakeshore, Pepperwood Bistro. So, Stephen, let's talk a little bit about your connection with the veterans, because we know obviously it's super important that we support the men and women in uniform.
Oh, it's super, super important. These guys are putting their lives on the line, defending our country, coming back in great shape or poor shape, whatever happens to them over there. But I mean, we got to do more to help them out. We can't just turn our backs on them when they get back here, and we have to support them 100%. And we don't do enough. We have to keep doing more and more all the time to try and help these guys out.
I totally agree. Now, I know we were talking off the air about your personal relationship with the veterans and a couple of people in Ottawa and in the military. But before we get to that, I just want to talk a little bit about the restaurant. Let's talk a little bit about the restaurant, how long you've been in downtown Burlington and your connection to the food industry. If you can just elaborate about your career in the restaurant industry.
We've been here 23 years at Pepperwood come this May. The last couple have been a little turbulent, but prior to that, it's been great. It's been super downtown. We've had great community support. We do our best to put out a great product. And we've got some of the best staff, I think, in Burlington. We've been really blessed with some great chefs over the time. Our current chef, Heather, is doing a terrific job. She's just been nominated as Burlington's best chef.
Wow.
So hopefully everyone can get out there and support her in the Burlington Post. But we're really looking forward to another busy summer down here on the lake.
Well, it's such a mainstay downtown Burlington. Like, it's all about location. I think you may have the best location.
Well, we got a great location. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of great operators downtown, though. I mean, we have a friendly competition downtown. We've all, most of the guys have worked together at some point in their life or another. And downtown Burlington is such a gem. And we're just happy to be here and share it with the rest of the guys.
I'm a little shocked on how nice downtown Burlington is, because I'm not from Burlington. I've lived here for the last 3 or 4 years. Being here right on the lakeshore, right across from the lake, there's so many opportunities, so many great restaurants and bars and shops. Can you tell us a little bit how you feel about being down here across from Spencer's and all that?
Well, it's Spencer, the park's been great. I mean, we've got the festivals in the park. We've got the Sound of Music coming up. And it's always a great time down here. It's amazing how many people come down to participate in it and have a great time. And we're really looking forward to it again this year and getting it geared up.
What I want to do, I'm going to put you on the spot. Give us some of your special meals here, some of your favorites here.
Oh, I mean, we have a great lamb shank on the menu right now, but it's so seasonal. I mean, the pastas are terrific too. We have a seafood linguine that is just to die for. And then we've got our features that we run on the weekend, and Heather's just so good at coming up with different things on the weekend, on Friday and Saturday, to run his features. We've just renovated here too. We've done a couple new rooms opened up with a new look, and just bringing it up and make it a little more modern.
Well, I can attest to the burger. It's huge. I'm a burger guy. You guys do great.
Yeah.
And great burgers and great Caesar salad. I'm plain Jane, but you guys do a great job. What I want to do, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about your connection to the veterans and a little bit more about downtown Burlington.
Sure.
Stay tuned. You're watching Today's Show Halt. I'm Jay Stoyan. We're here with the owner of Pepperwood Bistro, Stephen Bell. We'll be right back.
All about inclusion and really giving everyone a fair say.
Welcome to the Today Show. This is our flagship show. I am Unstoppable Tracy.
I am Zach Damon.
It is a pleasure to be here. I am excited. What is up?
We have
a great show today.
Jay Stoyan here for the Disability Channel, the world's only inclusive channel for and by persons with disabilities.
Get ready to be inspired, everyone.
We have people watching from all over the world, but also all over Ontario.
We also take a concerted attention in the veterans community.
In moments of stress and trauma, we can get a hold of ourselves.
To help make a difference for people with disabilities, to show people how to love themselves or their disability.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me, giving this platform for myself and other people with disabilities.
Thank you so much, folks, for joining us for this episode of the Disability Channel of Detroit. Please tune in next time.
Show. We're here with the owner of Pepperwood Bistro. We're here with Stephen Bell. He tells us all about his great ambiance, the great food, the great service, and the great location. So what we want to do is flip it a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about your connection with the veterans, Stephen.
Well, I guess my connection with the veterans, where I came in a little more personal to me, was a very good friend, a family friend of ours who passed away a couple of years ago, was very, very supportive of the veterans. He, as a matter of fact, he flew to Afghanistan and fed the troops on Remembrance Day in his early 80s and had a great time doing it. Took all the food over, traveled with the Minister of Defense at the time, Peter McKay, and they went over and they fed them all. And it was amazing to get over. He called me the night before and said, "You can't tell anybody this, but I'm flying over to Afghanistan tomorrow for a whole bunch of security reasons." And he called me from there and said, this has just been amazing. He set up the line with all his smoked meat, Montreal smoked meat, had everybody go through the line. And the one comment he kept getting over and over from the troops was, "This is great mustard." I guess over there they were using powdered mustard, and he had taken fresh mustard, and they just loved it.
That's so,
so
funny.
So it was a funny thing. It was a small thing, but he also raised, I think last time we talked about it, the tally was about $15 million for a fund to help out both the troops and their families. But I mean, it's things like that we have to do. These guys are literally putting their lives on the line for us while we sit here comfortably, and we've got to keep giving back to them and helping them out.
And in Kandahar, that's right in the fire.
Yeah, that's right there.
Yeah. That's right. Wow. Thank you for sharing that story.
Trip. It was quite the trip.
Thank you for sharing that story. That's great. So again, we're here at Pepperwood Bistro. We're here with the owner, Stephen Bell. Stephen has been kind enough to support our fundraiser on February 11th for veterans at Legion 60. If you want to find out more information or attend, you can go to www.thedisabilitychannel.ca. Now, Stephen, I want to ask you a little bit, get back to the restaurant, and how was it during COVID? How did you guys survive?
We COVID was tough, but you know what? We had so much support from the community. I mean, the guys that came in and said, we thank them for buying their takeout, and we'd say to them, "Thanks very much for your support," and they'd say, "No, we've been coming here for years, and we want to make sure when we're on the other side of this, that you're still here." So the support from the community was amazing.
That's
I mean,
right.